Section 3. You will hear a student called Jerry discussing a pedagogy course with his tutor. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
Jerry, how did it go with preparing your lessons? Is there anything you would like to discuss?
Well, this is actually the first time that I have ever taught in an elementary classroom. After 8 years of learning pedagogy, I want to practice what I've learned in an instructive manner. But I'm a bit stuck right now. You know, the topic I want them to research is a bit hard for pupils. I'm afraid that they won't be able to handle it on their own. So I need new ideas on designing more effective teaching methods. Mr. Carter, do you have any suggestions?
Well, you should probably read this book called Professional Learning, written by J.K. Simmons. He is a professor who just transferred here last semester, but is already popular amongst the students for his creative teaching methods. There is an extensive range of learning approaches mentioned in the book, including approaches for team research, which might be helpful to you.
You mean dividing the students into groups to do research? I've never thought of this before. How does it work?
Professor Simmons has already demonstrated how efficient this approach can be. Basically, it aims to increase cooperation between students so they can present the results in a collaborative fashion. It helps them to develop their own voice and perspective.
I'll check out the book as soon as possible. It seems I can borrow some of the essential concepts and work them into my course design.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
Well, I was thinking maybe I could use both observation and non-observation as a part of my teaching methodology. Could you take a look at my teaching plan?
Sure. What kind of observational methods do you have in mind?
For the observational part, I intend to include two approaches. First, the pupils can assess each other's behavior. I feel that reviewing fellow students through criteria-based reference evaluation allows constructive feedback. It can also improve their understanding of the subject material.
That's a smart move for a large class that would be hard to observe all by yourself. Also, you might want to get the feedback from several different individuals rather than just one. So how do you plan to carry out the peer assessments?
Oh, every pupil will be required to write a diary, which includes group projects, presentations, and in-class discussions. They'll put down their remarks. I'll collect them on a regular basis, which can also help me see whether they can keep up or not.
Good. What else do you intend to do?
Besides that, I also plan to do video recording. I've already purchased a camera, just in case I miss anything important. I can go back and review their performances anytime I want.
Would you record every in-class activity?
No, I'll just keep track of an in-class simulation, which would require every pupil to fully participate. Students will act as members of a city council meeting, discussing issues like whether or not prohibition should be instated in the United States.
This kind of teaching method is both inspiring and challenging. I can't wait to see how yours works out. Do send me a copy of the assessment afterwards, will you?
No problem.
So, what do you have in mind for the non-observational approaches?
Well, my plan is to quantify the statistics. Numbers do not lie. It is the most direct way to measure their performance. See how well they've learned.
Where does the data come from?
I'll evaluate the test results, including the midterm, final exam, and pop quizzes, which would only take up about 40% of the overall assessment.
Sounds like a lot of tests and assignments. Please remember that you don't want to wear out your students. Keeping them engaged is the key to efficient learning. Once they are exhausted, they just stop trying.
Oh, I haven't thought about that. You are right. I don't want to frighten them with tons of assignments and exams. I'll make note of that. Thanks for the advice.
I remember last time you mentioned questionnaires, right?
That's true, but it is not for my students. In fact, they have to design their own questionnaires and choose the respondents using the internet. As a complement of other teaching activities, it would deepen the creative learning process.
Is that all?
Oh, the pupils will have to conduct interviews of their own, and for this, they get to choose anyone they like, including relatives, friends, and acquaintances to answer the questions.
Seems to me that you have figured out most of your teaching methods, but you still need to polish some of the activities.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.